You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get the spelling of your first name?
J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
Okay. Yes, sir. And the spelling of your last name?
Kitchen. K-I-T-C-H-E-N.
Yes, sir. A good callback number just in case we get disconnected.
470-717-9197.
Yes, sir. Would you like to receive our mobile text updates on the status of your service today?
Yes, please.
A message and data rates may apply. Okay. Let me see. Yes, sir. Can I please have your policy number? Contract number.
Policy number 16GA77-55702.
Okay, can I please have your zip code?
The zip code I'm at or currently or my actual home zip code?
The zip code is probably on the policy.
31548.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Yes, sir. Did you say that policy number was 16GA77-55702?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me ask you a question. What insurance company are you with? Are you with Clear Cover?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, give me 1 second. All right, here we go. All right, and the phone number. Okay, sorry for the wait, sir. Okay. Sir, could you? Okay, I have it. Okay. Right. Yes, sir. Do you have the effective date of your policy, the producer code, and the plan letter?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
You said what all now? Did you need?
The date you start your policy is something called a producer code, and there's a plan letter. It's like an alphabet, or 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like from one to four alphabet.
I have a roadside assistance plan, NSD.
Okay. Okay. That's the plan letter.
And then A/code 7270.
Okay. And what's the day you stored your policy?
Hold on, because I don't have. I'm trying to get this to. Let me put you on hold for like 1 second and
yes,
see if
sir.
I can. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, my policy. I'm with the general. Is that help?
Oh, okay. So yes. You're with the general. So I have to switch it back. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Okay. Let me see. It's 9-5. This one's 61.5. All right. Let me see. Yes, sir. Oh, man.
Do you need the information again?
Yes, sir. I need the effective date of the policy. It's just the day that you started the policy.
Like at all? Are you talking about this? Doing it started?
Yes, sir. It should be on your paperwork. I don't know where, but then it's supposed to have like the date that you signed up and it went into effect.
For the general, not for the actual roadside assistance.
Yeah, probably for the general. Let me see.
And give me 1 second, because I'm actually at work, because my car is at work, and I'm at my job now, so I'm about to go back to my car to actually get, like, I thought I had written down enough information. I Yes, sir. I grabbed everything and brought it with me. All right, so. Hello.
I'm so sorry. Yes, sir.
June 8th, 2021.
June 8th, 2021.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The code is 7270. Okay, plan A. Okay. Okay, is it A or AP? Or AU?
A.
Yes, sir. It said this customer will need to pay out of pocket for the service today and consume. And can submit it for reimbursement. Yes, sir. I would have to enter in your information.
Hold on. Enter in what's the information?
Your address and everything, because it's not, your account is not popping up.
Okay. So the address is 138
mm-hmm.
Wood Valley Drive. Kingsland, Georgia, 31548.
Okay. Georgia. Okay, 515-488. Yes, sir. What what's the year, make and model of the vehicle you're calling about today?
This is going to be a Toyota Corolla 2014.
Yes, sir. Toyota. Okay. What color is the vehicle?
Black.
Okay, and what's going on with the vehicle today?
Oh, it has a flat tire.
Which tire is flat?
The front passenger.
Okay, let's see. It said this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. It says something about the grace period days is exceeded. So I don't know what that means. It's set up to be a cash call. Would you like to move forward? It says you have a 5 mile coverage.
No, okay. If I wanted to just do, because I was going to tow the car because of the flat. I know that y'all will change tires, but what I was trying to actually change the flat myself. But I think the dealership, when they put the tire back on, they threaded it wrong because I can't turn the actual crowbar. So I was I didn't know if I asked for just a tire repair would just a spare change would, if they couldn't take it off, what would happen?
What you would probably have to do is order a tire change, and then just I could put in my notes. They could take it off, but then you would probably have to order a tire change. But then you said that they don't do tire repair. So,
well, no. Well, I mean, saying the I have a spare. I just can't get the tire off myself.
Yes, you would probably need to order a tire change so that they can take it out for you.
Okay. All right. So I'll do that.
Yes, sir. Do you have a good spare tire?
Yes, it's in my trunk.
Okay. But then you just need them just to take it out for you. You just change it yourself.
Yeah. Like I just literally I tried to jump on the wrench and everything. It just would not budge.
Yes, sir.
So that's.
Yes, sir. You can continue.
They can try, and then I guess I'll move forward and try to tow it if it can't. The tire can't be changed.
Okay. So really, you just need an air tool.
Say it again.
So you just really need for them to use their air tool just to take your tire off. You don't want the full tire change.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna write this in the notes. Okay. Does not need full tire change. Okay. You sure you don't want that full tire change?
They can go ahead and do it if it.
Okay.
I mean,
whatever that's more convenient for you. You know, if you just need.
Yeah, while they're there, I mean, they might as well. So, yeah, they can do a full tire change.
Okay. So I just erased it then. I messed with that. All right. So you're moving forward with the cash call. Would you like to proceed?
Yes. How much would it be to get a tire change?
I don't know yet. I have to call some people, and then before, if you owe anything, I will have to call you back and verify with you, or either get you to agree on whatever price that it is before I move forward.
Okay.
I can just tell you how much it is, and then you'll have to tell me, well, you know, I can do that, or you know, I don't want that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, the reason for the breakdown. Okay, let's see. You said it was the front passenger tire?
Yes.
Okay. Tire change. You're not covered for any of this. Tire change. I don't even stand out. Okay, sir. I have a few questions that I need to ask you. Is there a good spare tire in the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have more than one flat?
No.
Okay. Does the vehicle have lock-in hubcaps or wheels?
What?
Does it have lock and hubcaps or wheels? Like it takes a key in order to take the tire off or anything, the hubcap
No.
off. Gotcha. So you wouldn't need the tool. So does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it though? The spare tire?
No.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't think it, I mean, I can't get it off now, but it, normally it doesn't need a special tool.
Okay, continue as on. Yes, sir. Who's going to be with the vehicle once the provider shows up?
I will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. He doesn't need a ride back with no. All right. And where is your job located?
It's 301 Eva Davis Way.
Eva, Eva Davis, D-A-V-I-S Way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
30317, I believe.
Okay. Be just a second. Yes, sir. I found it. It's a 301 Eva Way Southeast. Does it say mm-hmm. South? No. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Locate that, please. And get that on the map.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Let's see what it says. It says, if you choose to proceed, what payment option do you have available to you at this time in case the service costs more than the benefits will cover? Is it cash, debit, or credit?
Debit.
Answer. Okay. Let me see. It says no benefits. So, yeah, it's going to be strictly out of pocket. And then you can turn it into your insurance company. For reimbursement consideration.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, I already have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and get it dispatched out for you. A text message will be coming to your phone with the provider's name, phone number, in case you have to call them, and estimated time of arrival. Is there anything else I can do for you today? I'll have to call you back
no.
in order for you to agree on the price anyway, so.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Well, all right. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.